listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, everyone. I hope you had a great week. I'm back with more updates, more great news, some interesting topics that came my way this past weekend, and interesting stories from my last week's topic of reckless internet postings and people who want to add fire behind it. You know, there's always a storm behind the fire. So there's a young lady that had a situation over a parking spot, supposedly, with a neighbor that was a friend. This particular person happens to live in Philadelphia, and the young lady that she had the altercation with, she didn't know this young lady was an aggressive lady with a strange personality. We'll say that. But more so, you know, they got into an argument over a parking spot, not a parking spot that was just an average parking spot. It was a parking spot that belongs to the city of Philadelphia. You know, someone wants to take claim to a spot. Sometimes people get a little antsy, you know, especially I can understand if it's the winter time and people are antsy because, listen, hey, I just shoveled out this spot. I just dug up 25 inches of snow. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. I just shoveled the spot. Now this spot belongs to me. You'll see people putting chairs, you know, umbrellas, sticks, crates, whatever it may be to hold the spot because they're coming back to claim their territory. More like a cat when they spray, you know, this is my spot and don't you touch it. So this young lady, she actually claimed this spot of this woman's husband that parked in the spot. And this woman's husband didn't want any altercation with the young lady. So he basically asked his wife, you know, have a talk with her and let her know that I wasn't trying to take her spot, but, you know, I will get out of her spot as soon as she moves her car. Because now this lady actually double parks next to the husband's car, which is also, by the way, the neighbor, and blocks the neighbor's husband in and says, you're not going to work until I get ready to move, type of thing, you know, bullying type of situation. So moving forward, they exchange courtesy words, of course, and the neighbor becomes disgruntled. Now, this is a neighbor that had turned into more of a friend. We'll say she was a friend neighbor. That's what we'll call her, a friend neighbor. This friend neighbor in tech, you know, she says, hey, we're buds. You know, you're cooking out today. I'm going to come over and I'm going to get a plate of food. That type of neighbor. But she didn't just welcome herself. She was also invited by the husband because the husband is a friendly guy, you know, just to keep the peace. And he says, come on over. You know, you guys hungry? Your kids, your cat, your dog, whoever. Come on over, you know, come have dinner with us. So this neighbor comes, not on one occasion, but this neighbor becomes more like a house cat. You know, the type of house cat that you feed and they don't go away, that type of neighbor. So before you know it, this neighbor is actually coming over, going in the wife's kitchen, of course, at the discretion of the husband. Hey, my wife cooked some food today. She made some seafood pasta with her famous noodles. Come on over and grab a plate of food for you and your family. You know, your cats and your dogs and all your animals. That type of situation was going on. So the wife reprimands the husband and says, hey, hold it, buddy. You're being Joe right now. And later for me to find out, Joe is a guy who's just a little too friendly with the neighborhood. So he was being Joe, which is very interesting. But, you know, the husband, we'll call him Joe. The husband then in fact lets the neighbor friend come over and, you know, scramble through the wife's food and pack it all up. She has saran wrap. She's, you know, wrapping up food for the next week or so, so they have enough food in their home. And it becomes a friendly situation. Now, you usually think, okay, this is my neighbor. You know, we look out for each other. If you're hungry, I'll feed you. That type of thing. You know, little did this woman know that her neighbor was having a different type of neighbor friendly with her husband. So now they are battling at war with each other. They are basically, I hate to spill the tea in this manner, but gunshots have been fired. And I say gunshots because this neighbor friend of Joe, who's the husband, let's not forget our cast, got Joe the husband, we got the wife who we'll just address as 215, and we have the neighbor friend who is, we'll call her Doll Baby. She's Doll Baby. So Doll Baby is friends with Joe. And Joe is now telling wife 215, you know, I need you to be nice to her because you're being mean. You know, because the wife says, listen, Joe, I'm tired of this woman coming over, eating my food. Her demeanor is nasty. Her personality is rude. And he's like, no. It's just you. You know, you need to warm up and be friendly with this woman. As time goes on, this woman, she, you know, she says, well, you know, your wife, 215, you know, didn't want to feed me today. Did she really cook dinner? And he's like, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her. Come on over and get yourself a plate. Feed your kids, cats, your dogs, wrap it up, you know. And this is what's been going on for the last couple of months. And lo and behold, one day, this neighbor friend, you know, Barbie doll, she actually comes over to their house and she starts rubbing and touching on the husband, Joe, in front of a family friend, which they felt was very inappropriate. So now these neighbor friends are at war with each other. And I say gunshots have been fired because this neighbor friend has taken the relationship in her mind of Joe is really my husband. He's not yours. The neighbor friend, Barbie doll, has actually went as far as calling Joe over to her house for a personal encounter. And I say personal because it's more like she wanted it to be personal. And Joe was basically clueless and thinking that, you know, this is just a friendly, my neighbor needs help. Maybe she needs me to move something. She told him she needed him to move a box, you know, from upstairs to downstairs. And, you know, upstairs are where the bedrooms are. So Joe goes in the house and Joe notices that there was no box to move. So what Joe does is he's looking around and saying, okay, I'm here. Where's the box? Where do you want me to move it to? And she says, oh, wow, the box must have moved by itself. It's no longer here. So Joe then, in fact, says, okay, well, there's no box. I guess I'll just go home now. And she says, hold it. I have a hole in the wall I want you to take a look at. So Joe, of course, is not a construction worker, doesn't know anything about holes unless he's plugging them in a different kind of way, but we won't go there. But this young lady wants Joe to fix a hole in her son's room. So Joe actually gives her some construction advice and really doesn't know much about fixing holes in the wall and so on. But he cuts the conversation short. He basically turns her down on her advances. And then Joe moseys his way back home. Well, what Joe did was wrong was Joe started having conversations about his personal life with Barbie doll. And Barbie doll went back and had conversations with his wife about things that Joe was telling her. And the wife took that very personal. So this young lady, Barbie doll, who's the neighbor friend, therefore had an altercation with the wife. The wife asked her, "Can I please have a word with you?" And she was only going to address her on the parking spot because it was just a big misunderstanding. Barbie doll called some of her friends. And mind you, Barbie doll has a AKA boyfriend, supposedly. She calls her friends and her boyfriend, and they actually jump wife 215. So they jump wife 215, assault her, beat her down to the ground. Wife 215 is trying to figure out what the heck is happening here. And long to find out, Barbie doll is accusing her husband of wanting to be intimate with her. And the wife is clueless, and so is Joe, because Joe's saying, "I never had that conversation with Barbie doll." But this all goes back to knowing your neighbors, knowing who you're going to feed at the end of the day. Not all stray cats are welcome. We will say that. And now this drama has turned into a police investigation because Barbie doll becomes so obsessed with Joe, who is 215's husband, and she demanded the wife come outside and fight her. Not fight her, but she wanted to have a gun war with this woman. She basically pulled out a weapon, was shooting at her front door, shooting at her back door, shooting in the air, using an ice pick to try to pry open her front door, and basically take control of her house, which could have potentially ended up being a hostage situation, because here it is, you don't even know your neighbor. And more importantly, you don't know that your neighbor is obsessed with your husband. And by the way, wife 215 is coming on the show today. We have some questions for her that I would like to know, especially some questions I got in from some other guests because they would like to know. But you have to know who you're feeding, and you definitely have to know your neighbors. Barbie doll is a familiar face to many, and I can't give out her government name because it is an active investigation. And in this situation, there's one, you know, trick to this whole scenario, you know, which I'm going to reveal when wife 215 comes on. It's very crazy, this whole situation, because wife 215 is the actual victim in all of this. And wife 215 was the one that got assaulted by Barbie doll's alleged boyfriend and associates that actually beat her pretty much to a pulp, where she had scabs like coming off of her skin, you know. And mind you, this lady is not 100% healthy either. She has, you know, bone issues where she can't just be falling to the ground, you know, and getting injured. You know, she has injuries that could be harmful to her health, which Barbie doll was not aware of. This woman could have hit her head, you know, as they threw her to the ground and attacked her. And then what do you know? Barbie doll would have been charged with murder. So there's a lot of things going on today within certain neighborhoods and neighbors. You know, you would long to know that your neighbor is a murderer. You know, they just murdered a person, you know, 5 days before they attacked you, type of thing. So you got to know your neighbors and know their affiliates. That way, when something happens, you'll have accurate information to file a police report and charge all parties that are involved with this. But I got more to share with you on some updates. Let's take a commercial break and I'll be right back.
Hair breakage driving you crazy? Get rid of your dead hair and breakage. Swift cuts to the rescue. We take hair care personal. Urban blends to protect your mane. Start your hair journey today. www.swiftcutshairandbeardcare.com.
Hey there, guys. I'm back. Swift Cuts hair and beard products are available. Great products. Mango butter. You have any hair issues, definitely they'll take care of it. Back to this 215 wife, Barbie doll, and Joe. 215 wife will be coming on the show today, and some questions that we're going to ask her pertaining to the incident. Will not get too involved because it is an active open investigation. I wanted to share with you a couple of updates. Some things I can say and some things I cannot say due to the investigation, which will eventually come out and unfold. As you know, I was the investigator on 13. I'm going to say I am one of the investigators of 13-year-old Alizeana Carter Leiby, her case, and bringing justice for the family and clearing the air of what type of young lady she was. And I still stand strong on the information I gave you, because any information that I share has been verified, it's confirmed, and it's accurate information. This is not one of the shows you're going to find where we just make stuff up and, you know, just put it out there for people to go on a wild goose chase. We actually have a high standard when it comes to solving cases, adding closure for the families, bringing peace to their lives, because no one wants to live with "my child has been murdered and there's no one who's in custody and there's no one that has been held liable for the acts, for the crime." And my position is to bring closure to the open cases along with law enforcement, credible law enforcement. And when I say credible, I mean that have a high standard of doing their job, not the ones that take on a case and you halfway investigate it and you don't thoroughly investigate all parties. And I'll bring up one to start, and that is the King Hill, aka King Miranda's case, that is still open and pending. And I'm very thankful for the firm, Attorney Funt, who represents Tiana Parks. I like to commend him on postponing the trial and reopening the investigation to investigate the facts. So this young lady would not spend the rest of her life in prison for a crime that she has or has not committed. Because the truth needs to come out on Baby King. You know, like I said, there is a biological father out there. I do know who he is. There's others who are aware and know who he is. And he looks identical to his father, I must say. And he's out there. King Hill is out there. King Miranda's, Carabello, King Carabello Miranda's. That would be his name. He's out there somewhere. And, you know, if you're a parent and you care, you know, you would definitely want to help find this little guy who may definitely at the age of 3, now he will be 4 July 29th, will have a totally different appearance because they may have cut his hair. He may be in a hot place where he's definitely received a tan. So there are some factors involved with the King Hill case that are still open and a lot of questions. I have a lot of people that have sent me messages saying, you know, you're doing a great job. But there are some hidden secrets within this case. And, you know, unfortunately, that is yet to come out. But we are all praying for King's safe return. And we're also praying for Tiana Parks, who did nothing but the right thing, except she got involved into a crazy situation that she was not aware of. And that is the truth of the matter. She positioned herself where she chose extra money to, you know, help herself financially because she did have King for a very long time. She got paid, of course, from this, you know, the babysitter, which was not a stepdad, but a babysitter dad. She was being compensated for keeping baby King. And I commend all the other people that chipped in to help out and watch this little guy until he ended up with maybe his family members, his relatives of the biological father. But for sure, from the knowledge that I have, I can clearly see him being in the hands of his biological father. And no one or nothing can change my opinion on that. And that's based off of facts. I've been doing this for a very long time. I'm very skilled and I'm very diverse. And when there's no biological father that has stepped up to the plate to say, hey, I'm dead, my son is missing, not a guy to post up pictures and say, hey, you know, this is my baby. He's, you know, missing. I've only seen him one time in his whole life and I'm so hurt that I never got a chance to know him. No, you're not the biological dad. You are just another spider caught in the web of whatever prey that you got caught into. So the team that's actually looking into this and confirming the accusations of facts that have been brought forth on behalf of Tiana Parks, I'm just glad that someone has common sense to look into them and not just let them go aside and say, hey, this girl committed murder and that's it. She's getting life. You know, as it was said before, King may appear in 5 years from now. You know, that was the ghost theory that was mentioned from his biological mother. But in all actuality, as they said in the beginning of the investigation, someone's not telling us the truth. Guess what? There were three suspects. They arrested one. And keep in mind, people, the first suspect is never the true suspect of a crime. You keep that in mind. The caretaker individual who was playing dad to someone else's kid, I commend him for taking on that responsibility because that is a lot of work to take on. You know, taking care of somebody else's kid that's not yours and taking on the responsibility financially, you know, gratitude to that individual. And also a congratulations and thank you to the ones that helped out that were not even immediate family, but you know who you are and you helped out a lot with babysitting King when the caretaker dad was at work. So that is a lot to be thankful for. But hopefully there will be updates judicially on this King Hill case. I anticipate Attorney Funt's office doing a thorough investigation because they have sufficient information from a very skilled investigator that is investigating this case. And all parties that are involved, be it the psych ward or, you know, criminal charges, the family members that have participated in this illicit crime of abduction or hide and go seek, they will be charged. And they may not be charged on the state level. They may be charged on a federal level depending on the magnitude of where King, Hill, Mirandez, Caraballo will be found. Okay? Because if he crossed those lines out of Philadelphia and he crossed those lines in, let's say, Florida or Indiana, now you're transferring a minor interstate. So that's not going to be good when the chips go falling down on you. And when this saga of hide and go seek comes out. Now, in fact, if Tiana Parks is guilty of any wrongdoing, she will be held accountable for any wrongdoing of hindering the investigation. But again, she may be afraid. She may be afraid of someone that she handed him over to. She may be afraid for the life of herself, the life of her family members, the life of her family members' children. There's a lot at stake here. And keep in mind, it has been said, I mean, by the mom, that, you know, King was a possible DHS target, you know, the third party umbrella system. He may have been a target to be swiped away from her. And the other alternative was to remove him. Okay, so there's been some confirmed facts in this case concerning that situation. And hopefully justice will be served both for King, returned back to DHS custody, which is probably a more stable environment for him, or Tiana Parks being released and vindicated of all charges. I'm looking forward to that because there's significant proof that details that King Hill, King Mirandez, biological father, is out there. He's alive and kicking, folks. He's alive. And from the information that I received is when Hill was born, his dad was incarcerated at that time. And people, believe it or not, these people get out of jail and they come back and they confiscate their kids. They take what's rightfully theirs. So they think. So there's a lot of missing pieces to the puzzle because so many people are so easy to say, oh, you're guilty. Oh, she killed the kid. But there's other surrounding facts that support that he was not murdered. He was actually taken. So, you know, until the body surfaces, you know, I say, make me a believer. But according to my fact checker, my facts are correct. And if the grandparents are listening to this message for King Hill, just know that under federal law, you will be charged to the fullest extent of the law for this act. So if you have the heart to come forward, by the way, I spoke to the grandfather. He hung up on me. Bring him back. Do the right thing because you will be under heavy scrutiny. It's only but so much hiding you can do with this kid. You know, you can go out in the woods of Florida and only hide for so long. Someone's going to notice him. You know, someone's going to see his face. So that's the update on King Hill and more to come as we actually go public with his real name and more pictures in different territories such as Florida and Indiana and Puerto Rico until we get the answers that we're looking for. And maybe in, you know, Upper Darby, he may still be in Pennsylvania hiding out. We don't know. We just know that there is a biological dad out there somewhere that hopefully authorities can bring in and ask the real dad some questions and put him under the hot light and reveal his answers and see how well he does on a polygraph. And that's the update on King Hill. But the other update is little Elysiana Carter. There are some strong updates on that case that I cannot reveal just yet because it is an active case. But in due time, I will reveal more details about this case. It's just that when you're closer to the light, you just have to be patient and you have to wait for certain facts to play their part so you can, you know, expose the truth and the people behind certain acts and crimes that were committed in this case, as in all cases. But I think 215 should be calling in shortly to tell us some things that we're missing on and answer a couple of questions that I was asked of her. You know, people want to know. So 215, if you're out there, I'm looking forward to you calling in. I have a few listeners, a few messages that I just received from a few listeners. They're anxious for 215 to come on and share her situation and answer some of the important questions. So in the meantime, I will still fill you in on this crazy situation in regards to this. I don't know if we should call it the Wild Wild West or if we should call it Shoot 'em Up P-Valley. More of a Uncle Cliffy topic where, you know, they go in the club and they're, you know, shooting up guns and, you know, just damaging the place, or if it should be, you know, 4,400, you know, I don't know which show to compare to this particular situation, because this particular situation is crazy, you know, and it's more so crazy because you have a wife who never knew certain things about her neighbor. And the crazy part is the mother of the husband, I believe she wanted to call in because I don't know if she had something to share. I don't know if she wanted to come up with something in defense for her son. I'm not sure, but I got the message that the mother of Joe wanted to call in. 215 caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, wife 215, how are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
Fine, thank you. I had a couple of questions from our audience. They were curious to find out more about the situation that happened. And I just had a couple of questions for you to answer. This neighbor, baby doll, neighbor friend, is really friendly with your husband. We're going to name your husband Joe. Yeah. Are you familiar with their relationship?
There was no relationship, just neighborly high and by. There was no relationship.
Okay. Do you know if... you know, the situation with your neighbor friend, Barbie doll, attacking you had anything to do with her possibly mistaking herself to be you, like trying to steal your identity and be the wife instead of you being the wife?
Yes, well, she was a neighbor. We were friendly to her. I never thought that she would, you know, come at my husband. You know, just from us being nice and neighborly, you know, she wanted to start trouble and break up something that she didn't have.
So how do you feel knowing that your neighbor was plotting all along to try to steal your husband?
Devastated, hurt, confused, because I didn't see it coming.
So you were just like, hey, come on over. I got some food for you, your kids, the cat, the dog. Grab some plates.
Being neighborly. That's what neighbors do. You look out for one another. You have a barbecue, you offer your neighbor a plate of food.
Well, let me ask you this. Isn't it true that your neighbor had some friends and her alleged boyfriend attack you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So she attacked, they attacked you, and like where you ended up with like a lot of bruises and scabs from, you know, getting thrown to the ground, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Well, isn't it also
she wanted
true
his that, life.
Isn't it true Hello? That isn't it true that she filed a police report saying that you were actually victimizing her?
Yes she did. Turned it right around and she was the troublemaker. Now all of a sudden I look like the aggressor.
So do you think maybe she was trying to pose this situation off as maybe you were trying to attack her because your husband maybe were, you know, a little too friendly with her?
Say that again?
Do you think maybe she was trying to turn the tables because your husband was a little too friendly? Like he was being Joe?
Well, he's a friendly type of person, but yes. So once she, a person, I guess, feel ignored, you know, she started feeling some type of way.
And before this incident happened, did you say, you know, were you aggressive? Like, look, I want to talk to you.
I was never aggressive. I asked her, could I speak to her? She never came to, she never wanted to speak. She, from the door, she wanted to fight me. She never wanted to speak to me. I thought I was able to have a hold a conversation with her, woman to woman, but that didn't work out so well.
Okay, and then after the fight, you later find out, like, this girl is, like, she has a whole posse of women out your house, and they're, like, busting gunshots. They're trying to break in your home. Like, is this, like, really factual stuff?
Yeah, it is. No reason to lie.
Do you think,
never know what a person, what measures a person will go to ruin someone.
So do you think if she would have gained access to your home, do you think she would have possibly maybe like tried to harm you?
Yeah. Me and everyone else.
Do you think this neighbor may have been psychotic?
Something's wrong with her. I noticed that from day one. I didn't think it was violent, though.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think about now going forward being neighborly friendly?
Never again. Hello and goodbye.
Wife 215, I thank you for having so much courage and standing your ground. And, you know, I know you have a court battle ahead of you. But I'm quite sure that everything will work out given the facts of you being, you know, just open, you know, helping a neighbor, you know, feeling bad. But I hope that this teaches you a valuable lesson and you never get caught up with helping neighbors again. And it's sad to say.
Yeah, it's sad to say because you don't want to be that type of person or that person change your character.
Right.
One person can change your character.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wife 215, for coming on.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Well, listen, you heard it from the horse's mouth. You know, listen, you're neighborly, friendly, Barbie doll, husband's Joe, Wife 215, nice lady. You know, just another sad situation of neighbors at war, which could have turned into another deadly, violent Philadelphia situation. Not good, folks. Not good at all. You know, you have to be very careful on who you open your doors to, just as you think you have a neighbor that you can look out for. This is actually no facts to it. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming sea moss when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AcureSeaMoss.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Ever wanted a skylight? Don't wait for the rain to visit you. Stop that leaky roof today. Untouchable Roofers get it done right the first time. 10% discounts for seniors and all law enforcement. Contact our team of dedicated experts for a free consultation at 267-467-1222 or find us on Instagram at Untouchable Roofers. Servicing Philadelphia and New Jersey surrounding areas.
Hey guys, I'm back. Well, that was a little mind-blowing. Just the whole story of a friendly neighbor that would have turned violent and deadly if they would have gained access to her home. The whole initial, you know, getting thrown down to the ground by a man, getting beat on by a man, that's the alleged boyfriend. By the way, this young man is yet to be sought for his crime. I'm going to actually post his picture on Tommy_Torres_isconfirmed. I'm going to actually post his photograph. So if he is seen, you can dial 911 and you can help bring justice, or, you know, shoot me a message as you've been shooting messages, you know, and information is greatly appreciated, that people can come forward and, you know, help a victim, because, you know, we never know when the tables may turn, because this world is so crazy today. It could be any one of us that gets hurt out here. So it's a good thing that we actually step up to the plate and help out another neighbor. There's a gentleman that'll be coming on next week. As we get into further topics of, you know, neighborly, friendly communication with others, this gentleman has a story to share in regards to a young lady that he got involved with. He actually found out a little bit about her life and found out that her boyfriend was gunned down on top of her while they were together. So that's a really interesting story. And the killer remains to be found. He's still out there on the loose somewhere. But this is it's a very crazy but interesting story. That story is still under investigation with the Philadelphia police as well. So it's some details we can and some details we cannot share until a successful arrest is made. So I look forward to sharing that story with you and just the trauma that surrounded this young lady of moving forward with her life. And it would have been nice to get her on the show, but the new boyfriend that she had, because it didn't work out, because it seemed to be a little mental issue in there for her. So we will definitely have him on the show next week and get an update of the trauma that he endured in being in that relationship with her. You know, it's a lot. You know, even, I kid you not, I run over a squirrel and I'm like screaming, I'm yelling, because not so much that I ran over the squirrel. I think it's the after effect of knowing it's blood on my tires. You know, and there was a situation where a deer actually came out of the woods and I hit him and he actually damaged my car. Couldn't sue him, but, you know, I was left in a traumatic shock. Like, who told you to run out in the middle of the street? Are you kidding me? You know, so it becomes traumatic. So can you imagine the trauma of seeing someone gunned down, not just a stranger, your loved one? We're looking forward to having a couple of other people on the show. The young lady that was murdered in Philadelphia, road rage accident, which is still under investigation. The killer is actively being sought by detectives. There are a few good cases that we have coming up for discussion and to clear the air. But the ones that we're going to make headway on and close out is the Alizeana Carter case, Libby, the 13-year-old that was murdered in Philadelphia, shot point blank range in the mouth. We will be adding closure to that case very soon. I can promise you that. And I would be the first one actually to have the details. More than likely they would, you know, release it to the media as well, of course, but I will have specifics at the time that this case comes to a fold, and I will still keep you updated with Baby King. I'll call him Baby King. I'm not using his attributes. Baby King's case, I'll keep you updated with that as well, because these cases, you know, Philadelphia is so overwhelmed. What happens is, you know, things seem to get a little bit behind time. I won't say forgotten about, because every case affects every detective differently. You know, had this 3-year-old Baby King been murdered, there would have been so much publicity behind this case. It would have been unimaginable. It would have been worldwide publicity because he got front page news on this. You know, this darling little boy that unfortunately got caught up in a hide and go seek. But, you know, it's going to unfold itself. And as Tiana Park said, it will unveil. It's not that she doesn't want to tell. It may be because she's in fear of her safety and in fear of her family's safety. They are a loving family, by the way. I got a chance to meet her mom, speak with her mom, and they are a very loving family. So I don't think that it was in her DNA to commit such a heinous act. But we don't know until all the facts are proven and until the biological dad comes forward and speaks his piece and says his condolences, then we'll continue on the hunt for King, and her trial will be postponed until a thorough investigation has been satisfied by her attorney. And Attorney Funt is a great attorney. I must give him that shout out. I would like to commend him for doing a great job and doing what's right, not only for himself, but for a 24-year-old young lady that could be his daughter as well. So I like to commend Attorney Funt and his firm on doing a miraculous job on the investigation for King Hill. And also I'd like to thank all of my supporters. Today it looks about, we're close to the 2 million listener mark, and we look forward to having you back with us again next week. Great topics. We'd like to see you again. We're going to end about 3 minutes early today, and I'll see you guys next week. Have a good night.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.